Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Well, we're going to make the determination. Did you go with the other writers to Lou Malnati's, or did you go to the other pizza place and regret your decision?
What do you mean?
I heard that there was a group that went to not Lou Malnati's, and they were like, we should have
gone to
Lou's.
They went to Giordano's.
Yeah.
They should have asked me, right? although my choice, the guy that takes care of the Star Sports Tours when they bring in the fans and all that stuff, after we finished the reception, I said, he goes, come on, let me take you to dinner. You kept me informed of the delay of us getting there on the plane. It was 2 hours late. And I said, okay, let's go to Gino's. That's my favorite place. So we go to Gino's. It's 10:05. They close at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
And I said, oh, are you kidding me? So we walk to the closest Lou Malnati's and had our deep dish pizza. Yeah.
Do you think it's a shame that Gino's wasn't being covered by someone in the Cowboys secondary? Because then you know it would have been open.
Ah, very good. I like it.
So I want to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But because there are a lot of things about yesterday's game not to like. The one thing, it was just unfortunate. I don't mind it. Is I saw a lot of people getting huffy about CeeDee Lamb being on a running play.
That and doesn't matter.
This
me.
Is nothing new. Like, we've seen them do that a ton. I know the fact that he got hurt is the worst, but I didn't particularly have an issue with him running the ball, and I'm assuming you don't either.
No, that's part of their offense,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when they see him line up at running back, do they get all huffy about it? It's just part of what they do to get the ball in his hands. It was just an unfortunate tackle where the guy kind of pinned his leg on the ground the way it ended up. And think about this. Remember at the end of training camp, you know, or kind of close to it, everybody's like, well, they need to trade one of these wide receivers. And then Mingo goes down.
Right.
And now he's out for four games.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, see what happens? You cut into your depth. And my point was to everybody, I said, okay, Mingo's out. What happens if something happens to Lamb or Pickens? Then what
sure.
do you do?
Sure.
Where are you at? Well,
yeah.
you saw it last
yeah.
night, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to do an MRI, and I don't know that I've seen results yet of it. But I mean, the way he tried to go back in there and ran in motion, I was like, oh, he's never going to get there. And, you know, give him credit. He wanted to go back in and play, but, yeah, we'll see how far long he's out. So that kind of messes up what you got planned on offense, right?
Yeah.
I get it. But still, you know, you got to score.
You
got to
adapt too whenever it happens.
Yeah, and so as bad as the defense was, not surprising, right?
Yes.
My column on Friday, I wrote, but the lifeline to this team is the offense. So no matter if the defense plays poorly, they got to average 30-something a game
right.
to be able to win.
Right.
And you can't go out there and score 14 points, six of them are field goals,
yep.
and you only score one touchdown.
Yep.
And that's not the recipe to win for this team, because they are going to give up 30 points, and it doesn't matter if Russell Wilson's playing quarterback or if Caleb Williams is playing quarterback. It's going to happen, and, you know, we won't even go into next game.
But yeah, don't worry about that yet.
Yeah, but you got to score points, and I give Dak credit. After the game, he goes, this is on us. He goes, we can't go out there and score 14 points and think we're going to win, and we only score one touchdown. You know, we got to be better than that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they had yards. They, you know, the two plays to start the game, and they get the ball ripped out of their hands.
Let's stop on that for just a second, because I know a lot of people are focused on the defense today, and I want to make clear, we've talked about that quite a bit in the first hour. I don't want to downplay that whatsoever. That's a problem. But this is the second time in three games you have had a brutal turnover from one of your running backs. I have been pleased by the Cowboys' ability to run the ball more effectively than I thought they would, but Miles Sanders in game one and then Javonte Williams getting the ball taken away from him on what felt like it could have been a tone-setting drive, those have been two pretty devastating turnovers.
Two plays.
Yes.
Their first possession, and they're at the 23-yard line, the Bears. They're going to go in and score. And I don't know if I've seen that before. The ball just gets ripped out of his hands like that, as he's, you know, he wasn't even going down. It was kind of like he was still running mm-hmm. with the ball. And I thought for sure he was out of bounds. And I watched it and watched it and watched it. And then just this morning, I got a next gen stats, and they got the replay, and you can see it, sideline, end zone, TV copy. And finally, I saw where when he finally got the ball, both feet were in bounds before he fell out of bounds. So I was thinking they needed to challenge it, but I'm sure they didn't get a good look at it to be able to do it. But yeah, you know, you start like that, and it's like, okay, now you're only down 7-3, right?
Yeah.
And then they get you on the flea flicker.
Is it more concerning that you got caught on that, or that Ben Johnson, after the game, he said that was really a staff find from film, that we worked it all week and felt really comfortable because of where they've seen the weaknesses of the Cowboys?
But see, they didn't see them line up the way they did. When I went back and looked at it, the Cowboys lined up with five guys on the line of scrimmage, five defensive linemen, one linebacker, five DBs, right? And I don't know if they knew anything about Luther Burden. I know all about Luther Burden.
Yeah, Missouri.
Right? Okay? And just an aside, I think it was Thursday, my college roommate, big Bears fan, grew up west side of Chicago. If I tell him, pick a game, 1978, so-and-so they played, and he'll tell me what happened in the game. He knows the Bears. So we talked, and I said, does Johnson know about Luther Burden?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got to get the ball in his hands. He goes, I don't know what they're doing. He had two catches for 2 yards.
Yeah.
And one of them was five going into the game. Right?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, here comes Luther Burden, right? And what happens is the cornerbacks, and they had three of them in the game, they all froze on the run. And the weird thing was, if it was a run, Mazi Smith was going to blow the play up, right? And unfortunately, just before he got there, the pitch goes back. Well, Elam let Burden go. The other DBs let Zacharias go. And now here we go, and Hooker's in the middle, and he's got two wide receivers coming at him. He chose Zacharias. And they threw the ball to Luther Burden and a 65-yard touchdown. He ended up touching the ball four times for 108 yards. I think he heard our conversation.
Yeah, where he watched that Randy Moss Thanksgiving game. Yeah.
So, you know, and I hadn't seen the Cowboys line up with five. And they didn't know they were going to line up in five defensive linemen, one linebacker, and then in nickel. And on the other side, I guess they decided, well, let's give Diggs a break. And they had Bridges on the other side, and he froze. So nobody fouled Zacharias across the field. And then here comes Burden, and you saw the rest. And then on the other one, the deep one that start the game.
So Dunze.
They decided they were going to go man, and Diggs goes up to the line of scrimmage to bump him, and he slips and falls.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you kidding me? And it's like, yeah. I mean, they were bad enough trying to play zone, and then they tried to do that, and he slips and falls.
What is the feeling on why they're bad at playing zone?
Well, they didn't get...
know how?
You gotta get pressure. And no sacks, right?
In order for sacks for the first
one quarterback
time in Caleb
hit.
Williams' career.
Yeah, and one quarterback hit. Mm. And if you look at it, they're just not getting there. I don't know if anybody's got any moves on the outside or what, but they're, you know, they get a little penetration up the middle, but other than that, nothing on the outside. I mean, Dante Fowler Jr.'s just been a ghost out there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and I liked that move because of how productive he had been here before, but then especially in Washington. But you're right, man. He has been MIA.
Unless Ezeruko seems to be flashing at times. I know he hasn't gotten there, but I see him getting pressure. They're having to deal with him. But the rest of them on the outside, just nothing. And so, you know, if you're in zone, you're thinking, okay, they got to figure out where the coverage is and where the holes are. And nothing. And, you know, they got him. They lined up on that flea flicker with two tight ends, and you're thinking, okay, well, this is a rundown, and, you know, we're going to stop the run, and then they throw that. And it was a good timing of it, by the way, because the Cowboys had just kicked the field goal, so it's 7-3, and you're thinking, okay, the defense is going to be all revved up to come and get me, right? And okay, let's do a little okie-dokie here.
Little okie dokie.
I like that description a whole lot. How just morally crushing is it for your defense when you give up a 19 play drive that I honestly forgot that the Cowboys got the ball first in the third quarter, and I was like, hold on, did the Bears just take up that entire third quarter? It pretty much felt like that. Like,
this is two straight games now, yes, that I believe they failed on the swing.
For 9:54 they had the ball for. 19 plays. Longest Bears drive since 2009. Right? Jeez. 19 plays. 12 were runs. They just ran it right over them. And it's like, oh, that, you know, that was the crowning blow. Now you get behind by that much, and it's like, okay, now you got to start taking chances. You got to go no huddle. You got to keep throwing the football. When they were running the ball, I didn't look it up. I got to look it up when we're done. That's three games in a row they've rushed for more than 100 yards. I bet it's been a while since they've done
it. Yeah, and you know, it's something Corey just said I think is a great point as well. We talk a lot about that opportunity to close the first half and get the ball to start the second half, and
right,
almost like a double up. And not only did you not get a double up, you got nothing out of that again.
They got doubled down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
They did.
So, yeah.
I'm sure we'll fix it all by Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It wasn't like, busted coverages. They just got fooled on the flea flicker, and then, you know, they were in man defense and the corner falls down. It wasn't like somebody busted a coverage, right?
Right.
So, you know, you had those things, but yeah, that drive was the crusher. If it wasn't, you know, just from a score standpoint, morally, it's like, God, they just ran right over us. And that had nothing to do with what you were playing in the secondary, right?
Yeah.
Or the guys you had missing, and now you still, you know, if Bland doesn't come back this week, and you saw Diggs limping around, and at least he came back and played, so that was good. But, yeah, you just can't keep giving up those explosive plays like they did. 65, 41, 35, 31. They had four plays that averaged 40-some yards a shot. Four plays.
Which the pathetic part about it is, I think they actually gave up fewer 20-plus yard plays than they did last week, which, and like...
Yeah, it was 8 last week. I think it was 6 this week.
Like, that is pathetic. We all walk away from this being like, oh, bad job, defense. And they're like, well, we gave up fewer explosive plays than last week.
And you're fewer points.
Yeah, and you're like, how can that be?
Although the Bears backed off in the fourth, right? They were just
sure
going to run the ball and run the clock. And, you know, and then you get out there, and Joe Milton looks like he's doing well. And then the touchdown pass gets called back.
One play that we get, you know.
You know what? I got to go back and look at it, because I could have swore when I saw the TV copy that Guyton was standing on the yellow line on the line of scrimmage. So I think maybe they announced the wrong number.
Oh, okay, because he seemed displeased that his name was
announced.
Yes,
yes. I was watching, and I go, no, he wasn't downfield. And he was on the backside, so he would have had no reason, since the rollout was to the right, to be downfield, right?
Yeah.
I got to go back and check. I'll let you know tomorrow. But okay. Yeah, it's just a crushing loss. You know, the Bears had lost 6 straight at home going back to last year, and 12 of their last 13, and you go there and you turn Caleb Williams into a Pro Bowl quarterback and don't score.
Yeah.
You know what? But I don't know if you guys heard what Tom Brady said about Dennis Allen.
I did.
When he said, I hated playing against
him.
He said, I wouldn't even talk to him. Like, I didn't want to talk to him because he frustrated me so much with his defenses. Well, it happened again.
He also said that the Cowboys' offensive line had really been coming together. But we'll pick that up at another point, Mick.
I believe we're still a playoff team, Jerry says.
Okay.
Well, just hang in there. It's 1-2.
Thanks, Mick.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. I got a couple of positive things for you. Kyrie Irving said his ACL rehab is going, quote, incredibly well. Not just well, incredibly well. And if you're inclined to care about such things, the Stars began their preseason with a 2-1 shootout victory over the hated St. Louis Blues. So, those are positive things.
Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.